Yesterday, I ended at the point when I was about to describe how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified the process of renunciation through Srila Raghunandan Das Goswami. And Raghunandan Das Goswami was the embodiment of renunciation. But before that, we'll just read through the section that is describing the Chiradhi festival that we are going to celebrate here in New Panihati.
Can you have a little louder?
The mic is Hare Krishna. Alright? I'll just read from the point when Raghunath Das Goswami went to Panihati to have the darshan of Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually sent Nityananda Prabhu back to Bengal and he asked him to preach there, and Nityananda Prabhu was very extensively preaching. And Bengal had been blessed by Nityananda Prabhu's preaching in that way. And often he used to spend time in that area, the Panihati area. Panihati is a beautiful... we have a piece of land now there. We found one here for this kind. It is right on the bank of and about 40 meters away from the place where this pastime actually took place. And this Panihati also is famous as Raghav Pandit's, one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, Raghav Pandit's residence, Shivat. তবে রঘুনাথ কিছু বিচারিলা মনে নিত্যানন্দ গোসাই পাশ চলিলা আর মনে. Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind, and the next day he went to Nityananda Goswami. পানিহাটি গ্রামে পাইলা প্রভুর দর্শন কীর্তনিয়া সেবক সঙ্গে আর গুরুজন. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants and others. I think I'll just read through the English translation. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds and thousands of rising suns. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place, and the servant of Nityananda Prabhu pointed out, "There is Raghunath Das offering you obeisances." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, "You are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here. Come here. Today I shall punish you." The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. What a mercy. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. "You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stay away at a distant place. Now that I have captured you, I shall punish you. Make a festival and feed all my associates yogurt and chip rice." Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatable and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chip rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas and other eatables and placed them all around. As soon as they heard that a festival was going to be held, all kinds of brahmanas and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus, there were innumerable people. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also obtained 5 or 7 specially large earthen pots, and in these pots, a brahmana began soaking chip rice for the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chip rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then, half the rice was mixed with yogurt, sugar, and banana. The other half was mixed with condensed milk and special type of banana known as champakala. Then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor were added. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one, and sat on a raised platform, the brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. Among them were Ramdas, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakanta, Sadasiv and Purandar, Dhananjay, Jagadish, Parameshwar Das, Mahesh, Ghoridas, and Ghorab Krishna Das were also there. Similarly, Uddharadatta Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, brahmanas and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. In one was put chip rice with condensed milk and in the other chip rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people there were. Each and every one of them was supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chip rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chip rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chip rice there. Others who could not get a place even on the bank of the Ganges got down into the water and began eating their 2 kinds of chip rice. Thus some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, and some on the bank of the Ganges. And they were all supplied 2 pots each by 20 men who distributed the food. At that time, Raghu Pandit arrived there. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many other kinds of food cooked in ghee and offered to the Lord. This prasad he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghu Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I have already offered food to the deity. But you are engaged in a festival here, and so the food is lying there untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and therefore I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I am happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river. Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There are two kinds of chip rice soaked in them. When chip rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda in meditation brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying the chip rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every pot, Lord Nityananda took one morsel of chip rice and pushed it into the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, smiling, took a morsel of food, pushed it into Nityananda's mouth, and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there were seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Many people could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu present there, but many could not. And what they saw? Nityananda Prabhu is taking it and offering it to somebody that they couldn't see. So, so that is how this pastime took place. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked about. Some, however, were very fortunate, could see that Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. Then Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chip rice and had not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to place Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then together the two brothers began eating chip rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you eat, chanting the holy name of Hari." Immediately the holy names Hari Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. When all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy names Hari Hari and eating, they remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Jordan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful and liberal. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune they accepted all these dealings. So, as we discussed yesterday, Raghunath Das Goswami, upon hearing about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became very much attracted to him. But then the news came that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and everyone became extremely heartbroken that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Nimai Pandit, left home and took sannyas. Those days when one took sannyas, there was no way of seeing them again. But Nityananda Prabhu tricked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Mahaprabhu actually wanted to go to Vrindavan right after taking sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu tricked him and brought him to Shantipur. And he sent message. He sent Chandrasekhar Acharya, who was also accompanying him, to Navadvip, and in order to bring Sachimata. But when the news went that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, the whole of Navadvip actually came to see him. So the whole place became completely packed. Advaita Acharya Prabhu's house There were so many people who wanted to see him. His wall practically broke. And at that time, Raghunath Das Goswami also came. At that time, he was not Goswami. He was just Raghunath Das. So, a young householder, the son of a very wealthy person. His father was like a king, actually, so wealthy. And Raghunath Das Goswami received Advaita Acharya's mercy, because Advaita Acharya was very close to his father and uncle. So Raghunath Das Goswami was allowed to come and meet Sri Chaitanya. So when Raghunath Das Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to also go with him. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed him, "No, you go home. Lead a life in a mode of detachment based on devotion to Krishna." So being instructed in that way, Raghunath Das Goswami went home, but his heart was not at home. So from time to time he used to run away, and his father used to bring him back, send his sepoys, soldiers, and bring him back. So in this way, the time was passing. And then Raghunath Das Goswami received the mercy of Nityananda. So from these pastimes we understand one thing, that without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, one cannot receive the mercy of Chaitanya. Hano nitai mine bhai Radha Krishna Martina. Without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, one cannot get Radha Krishna, but his Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna. So, through this pastime you can see, when Raghunath Das Goswami is trying to directly approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't succeed. But when he met Nityananda Prabhu, got punished by Nityananda Prabhu, and received his mercy, then he became. And then he arranged to run away. But this time he succeeded. Previously he was taking the main road to go to Jagannath. But this time he didn't take that main road or common road to Jagannath. He took the forest road and village. Sometimes through the villages, and at the end of the village there would be forest, and he would walk through the forest. And in this way he arrived in Jagannath. So this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put him under the care and custody of Sarup Damodar Goswami. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami became known as Swarupair Raghunath, the Raghunath of Swarup Damodar. So, Swarup Damodar Goswami was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept him under his custody and guidance. You can see Raghunath Das Goswami is just a young man. So when finally his father got the news that Raghunath Das Goswami was in Vrindavan, in Jagannath Puri, then his mother, Raghunath Das Goswami's mother, told him that now you bring him back and tie him down with a chain so that he cannot escape. His father told him, "Look, the opulence like that of Indra, and a wife as beautiful as an apsara, could not bind him, could not tie him down to material life, household life. So do you think a simple chain will be able to tie him down?" And he also said one thing very important, that when someone receives the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, And when one develops his attachment to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he loses all material attachments. Nothing material can hold him back. Because the attraction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so, so wonderful. So Raghunath has become attracted by him. So, let us not try to get him back. And in this way we can remember that most of the Goswamis were extremely opulent personalities, especially the six Goswamis. Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were the ministers of the King of Bengal. The minister of the King of Bengal, Hussain Shah. And surprising thing is, the king was a Muslim, but he appointed these two brahmanas, two Hindus, in the most important ministerial portfolio. Sanatana Goswami was the chief minister. Yes, he was the chief minister. And Rupa Goswami was the finance minister. And these two most important positions, chief minister and finance minister. So these two most important positions were offered to these two personalities. That shows how brilliant these two personalities were. Actually, that is why Hussain Shah appointed them. He got to know about their brilliance. That how brilliant these two personalities were. So he wanted them to become his minister. And so Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and here we are seeing Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami's father's income was 8.8 million gold coins. Can you imagine? Not 0.8 million dollars, 0.8 million gold coins at that time. So, anyway, that's why they have been described as takta turnam ashesha mandala patishrani sada tuchyama bhutva dina vanesha ko kolunaya ko dina kantakash. Takta means giving up. Turnam, very, very real, very neglectful, as if it didn't matter at all. Ashesha mandala patishrani, the opulence of countless kings and monarchs. They gave them as if it didn't matter at all. Bhutva, why did they do that? Bhutva dina ganesha ko kodumaya, in order to bestow their mercy upon the suffering conditioned souls of this world. Bhutva dina ganesha ko. And gopina kantha ashrito, they have accepted the dress that is just gopin, two pieces of cloth, and kantha to protect themselves from the cold, just worn out clothes together. Dhotis and saris are told, stitched together, that's called kantha. Not even a blanket. Mind you, Vrindavan gets very, very cold in winter. So that is the one they accepted. Although they had the opulence of a king, but they have accepted such a life of renunciation. Bhutvadina Ganesha Korunaya Gopina Kantarsha. And what was their mission? Their mission was Nana Shastra Vicharivanaka Sadharma Samsa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not present anything through writing. But there is a need to establish his teachings. And the Goswamis have done that. Consulting various scriptures, Nana Shastra Vicharina, Eko Nipano, with great expertise, Sadharma Shamstha, they established the principle of the ultimate religion. Ultimately, there is only one religion, and that is Bhagavad Dharma. That religion is to develop loving devotion to Krishna. That is the ultimate religion. So they established that. And not only the ultimate religion, the ultimate engagement in the spiritual world. That is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. In the spiritual world, if we look at spiritual world, first there is, when you approach from this side, there is Brahma Jyoti. The spiritual world is full of light, spiritual light. Then in Brahma Jyoti there are Vaikuntha planets, where the Lord resides. In innumerable spiritual planets surrounded by His associates. And then beyond Vaikuntha is Mathura Mandala, the land, the region of Mathura. And in Mathura there is Vrindavan. That's the topmost region of the spiritual sky. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that Braja Prema. The qualification to enter into the spiritual life is love. The only qualification, love for Krishna. That is the only thing that will qualify us to enter into the spiritual world. Unless and until we develop the love for Krishna, there is no way. Now that love can be of different categories. The love can be like that of a loving relationship between a servant and master. So Vaikuntha region is the region where the loving relationship is in servitorship. All the residents of Vaikuntha are serving Narayan in the mood of a servant, including Lakshmi Devi. But Vrindavan is the region where the loving relationship is in the mood of friendship, parental, and conjugal. That is the specialty of Vrindavan. That shows how intimate that relationship. Master-servant relationship has some intimacy. But the relationship between friends is not more intense than master and servant relationship. The loving relationship between parents and children are even deeper than the loving relationship between friends. And loving relationship between lover and beloved is most intimate relationship. So that is the predominating loving factor of Brahma. Braja Prema. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that prema. Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishna Prema. In what mellows? Predominantly in the mellow of conjugal loving relationship. Conjugal relationship is the principal mellow of Vrindavan. And friendship and parental are two supporting. So that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan otherwise was unknown to others. The loving relationship that devotees had, or devotees have with Krishna in Vrindavan, was not known even, what to speak of in this world, was not known even in Vaikuntha. The residents of Vaikuntha don't know about Vrindavan. They think Vrindavan pastimes of Krishna is one of his earthly features. Earthly pastimes. They don't realize that earthly pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, earthly Vrindavan, is a reflection of the topmost regions of the spiritual world. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute that. And when one gets a taste of that, nothing can actually stop him from developing that relationship. Or act in that relationship. Therefore his father said, forget it. There is no way you can tie him down to this household life. So better let him go. and he decided to send that, okay, he is there in Puri, Jagannath Puri, so let him have a good time. So he sent six servants, and every month he used to send 2,000 rupees. And what Raghunath Das Goswami used to do with that money is to organize feast for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So then Raghunath Das Goswami began to wonder, after all, my father is a gross materialist. Why should I take money from him? So he stopped taking money from him and sent the servants back to his father's home. Raghunath Das Goswami is not inviting anymore to the feast. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvadhamma, Saru, what happened? Raghunath is not inviting the feast anymore. Then Sarvadhamma reported that he stopped taking money from his father. Mahaprabhu said, okay, that's very good. So how does he maintain himself? He stands by the Singha Dwar of the temple, and when the pujaris go home, they just give him some prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, very good. Then after a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvadhamma, Saru, I don't see Raghunath on the Singha Dwar, in the main gate of Jagannath temple anymore. Raghunath Das Goswami said, yeah, he stopped begging. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. Oh, so how does he maintain himself? Well, he sits with the beggars. When Jagannath's prasad is distributed to the beggars, he sits and takes Jagannath's prasad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very pleased. Yes, that's very good. Then after some time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, I don't see him taking this food for life. So he said, yes. He stopped going there also. Then how does he maintain himself? Well, at the back of the temple, on the drain, the rotten prasad that is thrown out, the prasad that even the cows and goats even don't touch. Raghunath collects the thing from there, washes it, and whatever the good part, he is just accepted. Upon hearing that, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. He just went to Raghunath Das's hut. And he told Raghunath, you are having this wonderful Mahaprasad depriving all of us. Raghunath was surprised. He says, no, I am not. Oh, so now you are trying to lie to me also. Saying that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reached out to that small little clay pot that had this prasad that was collected from the drain of behind the temple. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to eat that. And Raghunath Das Goswami tried to stop him. No, 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 this is not meant for you, please. So this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the process of renunciation. There is no need to artificially display renunciation, no need to artificially show one's detachment. It will happen naturally. How it will happen? Bhakti parishanubhava viraktir annatra cha. Bhakti, as one develops his bhakti or devotion to Krishna, he will automatically develop his virakti towards, or detachment or disgust to the material sense gratification. So that is the process. As you become attached to devotion, you will become detached from sense enjoyment. As you become attached to Krishna, you will become detached to material objects of sense gratification. That is the simple process. We don't have to artificially do anything. Simply develop our love for Krishna. It will happen. And we can see, Mahaprabhu first told him, go home. Go home. Don't display monkey renunciation. Don't display renunciation like that of a monkey. Externally, like a renounced, but his mentality is like that of a monkey, running after sense gratification. Like controlling the senses, sarvendriyani samjamya, ja aste manasa smaran, indriyarthan vimuratma mintha chavasa. Sarvendriyani samyamya, controlling all his senses. Sarva indriyani, controlling all the senses. But ja aste manasa smaran, in his mind he is dwelling, his mind is remembering the objects of sense enjoyment. In his mind he is enjoying, trying to. So that is indriyarthan vimuratma. That vimuratma, idiot. That idiot is actually practicing the false renunciation, mittachara sarvachita. So external renunciation is not important. What is important is internal purification, internal attention. So that is what Krishna consciousness is. And that will happen by developing one's Krishna consciousness. Like we see how Raghunath Das Goswami, his opulence we cannot even imagine. How opulent he was, from what, how opulent the background he came from. But he developed his attachment, and the result is attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and detachment to material sense gratification. But then he comes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and gradually we see, like getting money from his father, using it and feeding the Vaishnava. Then he stopped taking the money, begging the food from the pujaris when they go home, Jagannath Mahaprabhu. Stops giving that up also. Goes and sits with the beggars. Kangali bhojan. Kangal means a beggar, and bhojan means people. Jagannath's prasad is given to these beggars. So he does that. And finally, he is just taking the, apparently, the prasad that has been thrown away. And we can see how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reacted. And eventually, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, Raghunath Das Goswami went to Vrindavan. And he wanted to give up his body. He went to Vrindavan to give up his body. But Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami recognized that, understood that. Raghunath, by giving up your body, you are going to be Krishna. You spend so much time with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we all are eager to hear about Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So please tell us about Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And this is how Raghunath Das Goswami was persuaded not to commit suicide, not to give up his body, but to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes to all the residents of. So this is the wonderful pastimes of Raghunath Das Goswami. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gauri Premanandi. I wish you all a very happy Chiradvati festival today. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
I can go on here.